You know, we usually end with a bit of a meditative time together, and I would like to do that in a slightly different way this evening. I'd like to read to you one of the last poems that I wrote. I don't know, maybe I wrote it a month or two ago, and it's called The Eagle's Eye, and it really expresses a lot of what this whole conversation that we've been having this evening is and is about. And if you would just let the words of this poem be the background music for your own quiet meditative time. It goes like this. Have you ever seen the space that thrives above the forest of our lives? How grand it is, what breadth it gives, what vision it spies. No wonder the birds that claim these skies seem so wondrously free, as they glide so gracefully above the earth's open canopy. Oh, to be a hawk, a falcon, an eagle, a raven, and see life's grand schemes, its far-reaching themes, its secreted haven. If bird we could be, what might we now see, or perhaps envision, that as ordinary mortals seems beyond our so limited vision? If you were a bird, flying above this forest of life, what, think you, might your vast vision be like as you soar, sweep, scan, sway, and circle in flight, as you fly free, unfettered, unbounded? The spaciousness that captures your view just might leave you astounded, and the awe that fills your endless sight render you dumbfounded. Well, in a moment of surprise, a strange question circled round my mind. Is there, inside me, the same vision, perhaps my own eagle's eye, that offers me the ceaseless view afforded by the mile-high sky? Is there concealed somewhere within me a knowing as vast as infinite space, an inner bird that soars freely, sees clearly, and can fill me with vision's grace? I listened with my inner ear as it probed the echoes of my core's deep sphere to see if perhaps some bird could be heard or that inner vision stirred. I'm here, I'm here, I heard these surprising words from deep inside. It was my own inner bird, my infinite soul that soars so wide. As above, so below, the voice continued to impart. Whatever flies boundlessly above and sees the forest's true art soars equally, far-seeingly, in the lower skies of your very own heart. Yes, I discovered, there is an eagle within. It's right here. With an eyesight so vast, a vision so clear, a knowing that's pure and a wisdom without peer, it lives within the forest of my own soaring soul, my own winged mind, and flies with the same freedom that the birds find so kind. Come, join me. Join me in this inner eagle's nest now so near, and share with me this clear-seeing sphere where the air is pure, the vision is sure, the sounds are clear. Where we know life's secrets so cleverly hidden within the forest's dimmer light, where life swiftly appears bright and the view quickly becomes a delight, where we can frolic, play, skip, laugh, and leap, and where we can finally the forest's gifts enjoy and its rewards reap. So bring on the birds that live within our heart, unleash the inner eagle that soars within and the wisdom it imparts, and unveil the view that our soul brings from on high. We are free, you and I, with wings so alive and spry, with wings that allow us to soar, to fly, to ascend to the sky. Feel the breeze, enjoy the ease, claim the space where spirit excites us, where clarity delights us, where God gives us such endless grace. Thank you so very much. On behalf of Donna, Eleanor, and I, on behalf of the beautiful members of our board of directors who work so beautifully and heartfully for us, we wish you the world's most wondrous Thanksgiving. We wish you a day and a holiday and a celebration of life seen through, experienced in the eyes and the heart of your soul, where we look out at everything and see only what we can be grateful for, see only an invitation to celebration and wonder, see only the beauty that is the reflection of ourselves, mirrored off of ourselves, onto the screen of life that we're looking at, the movie of life that is simply a reflection of the amazing self that we are, the amazing divine creation that is our privilege to be. Happy Thanksgiving, wondrous Thanksgiving, beautiful Thanksgiving to each and every one of you. Thank you.